Here we are. It's the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host. And as you know, it is donate time at CIUT. I really like that being able to say this is Real Roots Radio because it's a real deal. It's community radio, and Toronto and environs are so lucky to have it. There's so many great shows that CIUT provides, and basically, as they say, commercial-free. And also the tastes and outlooks that you don't get on commercial radio. So we are asking you, of course, at the top of the show, we have to say it. You should donate at CIUT.FM, the most convenient possible way. And please mention the Taylor Report. And of course, you can phone us at 416-946-7800. From out of town, you can call us at 1-888-204-8976. The goal is $100,000. I'm very proud that we are setting such goals and achieving them too, by the way. We have a better average than the Blue Jays, actually. And that's because, well, it's consistent, great programming. I just was visiting with the host, Ruby Slippers, and which is a great show. There's the 33-45-78, Steve Fruitman follows us, and that is always wonderful. As soon as you say 33-45-78, you know something really interesting is going to happen. There's shows such as Classical Underground, Phil Conlon, who Phil has to juggle many responsibilities, but he's in at the station and comes to the Taylor Report periodically, and I know people like to hear from him. And there's reggae in the morning. I mean, it's just terrific programming. So that's why we're asking you to donate to CIUT.FM, plastic, as they say. And $89.50 gets you a membership. And there's something kind of, it's great. There's Al Runt, the muralist, has produced not one, but two T-shirts for CIUT, each wonderful in its own right. And for, I think it's $200, you can get both. And for $125, I'm getting a nod from Pedro, so I'm going to go with that. We're always ready to correct if we get it off. But this, you get a T-shirt, something pretty to wear and to promote the station. So we really hope that you will jump in and do that by going to CIUT.FM or call us at 416-946-7800. Community radio, roots radio. We're just following Democracy Now, and this is the Taylor Report. This is Roots Broadcasting on the, I would call it the news opinion front. And it's definitely Roots because we go about it in quite a different way. One of the remarkable things I believe we do on the show is to not only follow people like the New York Times or the London Times and New Statesman, et cetera, who, for example, taking the most recent headache over the Strait of Hormuz, the headlines say there's a peace agreement or a settlement is imminent, says the White House. So that isn't our approach. Our approach is to say, okay, the White House is where Donald Trump was headquarters. And what we know is that, and all Canadians know this, it's not reflected in our mass media, but all Canadians know that any agreement with Trump is at risk because he reserves the right to be imperial and above the law and a force unto himself and to simply change because his mood strikes him. His agreements are no good. And that's the Taylor Report and others say this. This whole business of we have a treaty or we have an agreement, that's should always be regarded as tentative. In fact, there's nothing certain in dealing with the current U.S. administration, frankly, previous ones, because America defines itself as exceptional and as a superpower and preeminent or the lord of the New World Order. That expression, New World Order, goes back to the senior Bush. I'm sure we now have listeners don't even have no memory of Bush Senior, but he made the pronouncement, and it hasn't been undone or corrected by anybody. It's a state operating on its own, which it has every weapon possible in the most advanced form that reserves the right to change its policy is extremely dangerous for its own people and for the rest of us. So at any rate, my point being Roots Radio, it approaches any pronouncements from that superpower as tentative and to be treated with skepticism. A motto for the Taylor Report used to be, it probably still is, it's just that I can't find where we used to post it, but it is trust everybody, but cut the cards. And the second and last part of that before we go to the next matter is that we quote precisely for our listeners what the statement, the position of the Islamic Republic is, for example, in the matter of the Strait of Hormuz. What do they actually say? Because if you say Trump is announcing a deal is imminent, etc., do they say that? Because we actually recognize that there's another party there, that there's another people. That's an entire civilization, one of the oldest civilizations on Earth. You could look it up. The U.S. is 200 and something years old. The Persian culture, Iranian culture, is thousands of years old, plural. So it's important that we know what they say. And we're not put off by people saying, oh, they don't represent the people, or they do this, or they do that. That really actually is not material to the point. It's like talking about Saudi Arabia. Someone can say, oh, it's an absolute monarchy. I suppose it is. But what does the absolute monarchy say today? And that's important because otherwise the narrative is controlled directly from the White House. And we're not going to do that. We play by our own understanding and rules. So that's Roots Radio. Is my opinion. Roots Radio takes a fresh approach and a people-centered approach. And which brings us to donate time. This is your dear community. This is your station. And we really would appreciate a support for our goal of 100,000. If you want, you can put us over the top tonight. I think we'd be satisfied and go ahead and add on, because every time we do reach our goals, we're able to provide better quality and new elements to our programming. And so you know, in a time when we're now to celebrate banks and corporations who have our best interest at heart, we need, I would call it, people's radio. And Taylor Report tries to carry that out. So CIUT.FM, donate. And please mention the Taylor Report. Get yourself a T-shirt, $125. The great artist Al Runt has created two, if you need. So for $200, you can practically buy a piece of the station and get yourself two lovely shirts. So CIUT.FM, donate to Taylor Report, and call us, if you would, at 416-946-7800 or toll-free 1-888-204-8976 and push us towards the 100 grand and more. I want to mention and thank Ron Meswick, who's donating in memory of Karen Snooks. And people who know the Taylor Report know that we really have a warm, heartfelt memory of the wonderful Karen Snooks, who was an artist and an activist and a militant trade unionist, wonderful mother. And she was a regular contributor and supporter of the Taylor Report. We always look forward to hearing from her. Karen Snooks passed some years ago, and we are never going to forget her. And we really appreciate donation. And Ron Meswack himself, a militant from the postal workers many years ago, he and Peter Leibovich, who is one of the most outstanding political labor leaders, who led two or three really major actions at the Toronto Post Office, and together with some wonderful people, Barry Strom and others. And I'll just tell you that the happy moment was to associate with Ron and with Peter Leibovich and Karen Snooks is that the editor of the Toronto Sun said he was going to gather together freedom-loving small business people or whatever to break a strike by the post workers. He's going to bring the public. He was him personally going to be there and cross the picket line, kind of a John Wayne. You know, you all know about John Wayne. He was a scab. Well, Peter Leibovich and others were there waiting to see this second. And they punked out and went home. The Toronto Sun went back to using its editorial to curse everybody, minorities, pro-war, and anti-labor, and beat their little drum. And I think they actually probably believed themselves. But outside the building, everybody laughed at them. Those are wonderful people, wonderful moments, and the Taylor Report remembers them. Because if you have no memory, politically, socially, you're a dead duck. This Taylor Report, please donate to CIUT.FM and make it, get yourself in as a member, $89.50, and you can get a beautiful T-shirt by Al Runt, two T-shirts for okay. I'm going to keep guessing. Oh, 200 flat. 200. Oh, you caught me trying to fudge. Trying a little Lanny app. But no, $200. And you get to be a big shot at the station, and you get to 10 membership meetings and tell us how to improve, which we love to do. You know, we're Roots Radio, which means we have to listen. We have to know who's out there. So make your voices heard. CIT.FM, mention the Taylor Report, and phone us at 416-946-7800. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-888-204-8976. Our goal is 100 grand. If you've got 100 grand and want to just give it, please just do that. We'll actually name you on air and pat you on the back. If 100 grand, we'll take it. Really want to thank Krista and Atif. We know you're out there, and we do appreciate it. It puts a little bounce in our step to have such wonderful friends of the program and of the station, people who I know cherish Roots Radio. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5. Let's have a little taste of anything that Pedro wants to give us, and we'll be back in a moment. That blue-collar man from Liverpool, John Lennon, and what a great song! He top of his game, and he started taking stands, which really impressed people. And I, you know, there are people called folk singers, and others are around, but you know, he lived the life, and he knew what he believed, and he wasn't overcome by the idea of associating with the Blue Bloods, et cetera, and standing, having his picture taken with people who he didn't think represented the people. What a great story. We like to play that. Again, this is Donate Time at CIT. It's your radio station, and it is Roots Radio. And you can call us at 416-946-7800 or toll-free at 1-888-204-8976. The goal is 100 grand and or more. And I got to say, well, Ken Stone, an outstanding fighter for peace from Hamilton. That's the Hamilton Coalition Stop the War. They're great people. And Catherine, we are very grateful. And Faiz, there's a fellow that we've had some interaction with and benefited from and has added a lot to what we do here. So thank you very much. And let's follow in their footsteps and donate, CIUT.FM. Or call us at CIUT.FM, little detail, mention the Taylor Report, and call us at 416-946-7800 or toll-free at 1-888-204-8976. Speaking of what we do, I want to just remind listeners, we've been following, just recently, there was a really heroic group. And we should use the word hero for people who do these things. A heroic group who attempted to break the Israeli siege of Gaza to deliver humanitarian aid. And there is the Flotilla Global, Canada. And there's also Canada boat to Gaza. And we've had them on this show. We've spoken, of course, in the past. It's David Heap, who's really an outstanding individual, who's been at this really like a good soldier. He doesn't take furloughs, and he doesn't go on liberty. He actually maintains the fight. Outstanding people. Now, they have, or many of them were, of course, captured. We had a spokesperson for the Global Samud organization on this show only a couple weeks ago. We're very glad we did. We will be returning to that. We hope to be speaking to those who were actually kidnapped on the high seas. And more and more now, the Israelis' procedure is to intercept in international waters. These are boats. These are people unarmed. They're all they have is medicine and food, which is they end up being beaten up for. And their stories are quite shocking. Even the Canadian government had and was some of the leading parties. I give it to Avi Lewis has spoken out on this, which shows progress in the broader mainstream politics of Canada, that we now are getting leaders who speak up and condemn the capture, illegal kidnapping of those who are participating in the Global Samud. And it's a hopeful, very hopeful sign. We will be speaking to them again. Particularly, we want to talk to those individuals who have had gone through this experience. I noticed today that the president of Israel has issued a statement. He's concerned at the increasing violence within the society and the signs of internal violence against civilians, of course, the Palestinians in the West Bank. And Gaza. It's interesting. I mean, there is and we're trying to cover this at the Taylor Report, CIUT.fm donate, because it's a very fundamental crisis, and it all turns on the old issue of liberty, equality, fraternity, mutual respect amongst nations, mutual the recognition that we are one humanity, which is apparently, it turns out, is a revolutionary idea, that we are, the concept of being equal seems to bother some people. So we're at the Taylor Report and at Roots Radio, we believe in respect for all people, and the particularly individual recognition that people have to be judged by their person only in their personal conduct. No one is part of can be collectively punished because they happen to be of a particular race or religion. Again, I think I have to tell you that's lo and behold, that's a revolutionary idea. You know, when the U.S. was founded, they had a document, their Declaration of Independence, and they had a line that said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, men to include all humans, men, women, and children." So now, of course, what they did was put a rock in their own shoe because they happened to be slaves at that time. And that statement became a hammer that the people could use to overthrow a hierarchical system, aristocratic system, and a slave system. And it was very important, and I please recommend you look this up, because we deal with heavy racism in North America, certainly in the British Empire, but in North America, very heavy. We talked to the wonderful Fred Anderson, author of Eyes Have Seen, only last week or week before, And to underline this, that, okay, you eliminate slavery, but do you eliminate racism? And that was what the U.S. inherited when, after they had their killed 600,000 Americans in a war that ended slavery. But the problem was, yes, but do you go by the concept of are all being created equal? And that question turned out not to be so easy to answer. But I want to underline something that all listeners, Taylor Report, I hope you know this, that when the Confederacy was formed in Montgomery, Alabama first, it went on later, moved to Richmond. But when they drew up a constitution and they had their own Declaration of Independence, and they specifically said in their Confederate Declaration of Independence that the founding, they used to call them founding fathers of America, maybe they still call them that, were wrong, and that there is no equality, they took a racial doctrine that we're not created equal. That was their legal, that was their formal position. I don't know why that isn't referenced more. The Confederacy said that was a mistake, and we're going to correct that in the new Confederate States of America, slave-owning states. We are declaring that we're not all created equal. They spelled it out. They fortunately lost the war. But we also mentioned on the Taylor Report that the British authorities and therefore their subordinates in Canada supported the Confederacy. Toronto, at what is now the Royal York, the hotel that was there at the time, housed a whole floor of Confederate intelligence people. and they did a lot of harm, these folks. And the Canadian government was quite happy to allow them to do it. We tell stories like that on the Taylor Report. That's why we're called Roots Radio. And it's your radio station. So please donate at CIUT.FM. Mention, please, the Taylor Report. $89.50 gets you a membership. $200 gets you two T-shirts. And $125 gets you one T-shirt. So, but you need two. I mean, that way you can, you know, you get by with two shirts. You know, about every 3 days, change your shirt. And by the end of the year, you're going to need some more shirts. So this is the Taylor Report. Please donate. CIT.FM. Mention the Taylor Report. Call us at 416-946-7800 or toll free at 1-888-204-8976. Hey, we're going for $100,000. Please feel generous and take a big piece of that to yourself. And we'd be quite happy to promote you on the show and pat you on the back publicly. And have your picture taken with Pedro. Pedro, by the way, is a magician, if you don't know. And boy, am I lucky. You know, quite often, this is community radio, so you need a magician once in a while to make things happen. We're going to play a little of whatever Pedro thinks is appropriate, and we're going to talk to Tony Leah, because he's another voice that we feature on the show, because we want the voice of labor to be heard loud and clear.
I got a robot of that kingdom. Ain't that good news? I got a robot of that kingdom. Ain't that good news? I'm gonna lay down this world. I'm gonna shoulder love my cross. Good God, I'm gonna take it home to my Jesus. Ain't that good news, my Lord? Ain't that is good news when you reject things as they are, when you lay down the world as it is, and you take on the responsibility of shaping your own way, that's good news. Everybody talk about spirituals and they say, oh Lord, black folks sing about going to heaven. No, this lesson is for you tonight, November the 8th, 1980 in All Souls Church. Lay down the world, pick up my cross. And they don't say it's good times, they say good news. It's hard times when you decide.
Sweet Honey and the Rock. We learned that, by the way. We got our boost from the great Fred Anderson, the author of the wonderful book, Eyes Have Seen, a memoir that Fred Anderson was a guest on the show. We're so proud that we had him, and we were working off a review of his book by Ishmael Reed. These are names you need to know, by the way. Ishmael Reed, I said it at the time, is a man of letters, yeah, the real thing. I mean, people, you go to the English department and they have this expression, you know, man of letters. Obviously, women of letters should be mentioned more often. Doris Schlesing would be a place to start. But Fred, in his book, underlines, that book, published by Baraka Books, by the way, is full of quotations, chapter heads, from songs, and they're very powerful. And you say, and you could just go through, write those names down, look them up, and you will feel refreshed and invigorated that you found these wonderful songs. Most of them blues, but the real deal from the deepest South, where the smartest folks are and the hardest fights have taken place. This is CIOT.fm. Please donate. Taylor Report. It's your radio station, Roots Radio. Phone us at 416-946-7800 or toll free 1-888-204-8976. As you know, I have this fantasy that somebody in Shanghai, Hong Kong, or Kampala is listening. I do know there's a couple people in Kampala. There's some in Rwanda. We'll go into that later. They listen, some because they like us and some because they don't. Taylor Report, please, CIOT.fm, mention the Taylor Report. I think Tony Leo is on the line. Are you there, Tony?
I am, Phil. Can you hear me?
Thank you
okay?
Very much. Yeah. You've written a wonderful book. Tell us the title.
The book is The Truth about the GM Oshawa 37 GM Oshawa strike against General Motors.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're really glad you've written that book. We've talked to you about it on the show. And you are determined to keep alive the reality of how unions came to be formed, who led those movements, the political character, because the workers were not just interested in, oh, let's have a union for ourselves and we'll be live happily ever after. It's a bigger project about recognition of labor and labor, the rights of labor, and the need for labor to play a leading role in society. I really congratulate you on that book. I want to ask you, we're having a debate about the auto industry. We're hearing stories that we're going to have negotiations with the Trump administration and Mexico sometime soon. I don't know the dates. And that we should be able to cut a deal that'll keep the current architecture of auto production in North America on an even keel. I know you think there's some big holes in this line of thought. Talk about what is the problem from Canada's point of view with the current way the auto industry is operating in North America.
The talks around the renewal of the agreement actually started today between the United States and and Mexico, and apparently Canada has to wait its turn to get to talk to Trump's people. The biggest problem that I see is that the people who are involved in the industry and our governments and to some extent our unions all seem to be focused on maintaining what exists now or has existed up until the past year anyway, which is a very precarious situation. We've had for many years an industry which is 100% dominated by foreign companies. And those
100%. Yeah, there is no Canadian auto, is there?
There is no Canadian auto company. The companies that build vehicles in Canada are General Motors, Ford, Stellantis, which took over Chrysler, Honda and Toyota. And they don't build vehicles for the Canadian market, which is the other thing that I think a lot of people are not aware of. 90% of the vehicles that are produced in Canada are for export to the United States. Now, until Honda and Toyota came in, it was primarily U.S. companies. So the basis of our industry was U.S. companies using Canada to assemble vehicles to ship back to the United States. That was what was most profitable to them. But it creates an incredible insecurity that any time they decide to ship their production somewhere else, Canada is left with nothing. And that's what's happening. As soon as Trump started imposing tariffs on vehicles from outside the United States, those companies started closing plants in Canada. And we've lost already several plants and stand to lose more if those tariffs stay in place.
And Trump doesn't like electric vehicles, so there's a shadow across that concept at a time when I believe you're one of those who argues this is an inevitable development, and there are countries way in the lead on that because around the world, other than us, by us, I guess, U.S., the future is with electrical vehicles.
That's very clear, and it's recognized everywhere in the world, and the production of electric vehicles is expanding rapidly across every sector of the world, South America, Asia, Europe, and particularly led by China. And the United States is an anomaly where they're going backwards on that front, and they can insulate themselves from the rest of the world for a little while, but in the long run, that's not possible. And so they're putting themselves this further and further behind. And I think it's recognized already that a big motivation for the huge tariffs that the U.S. imposed and required Canada to also impose are because at the moment, the technology is in China has surpassed that in the U.S., and they wouldn't be able to compete on a level playing field.
Yeah, and we're in an environment where, because of our political culture, is determined to define China as an adversary. We do ourselves out of some opportunities, but there are places in the world that are not taking that tack, right? And who are benefiting. Mm-hmm. I think Norway is the one I can just comes immediately to mind. But could you talk about that?
Norway, of course, is leading in adoption of electric vehicles. I think something like 98% of new vehicle sales in Norway are.
Did you say 98%?
Something like that, yeah.
Wow.
It was very close to 100% because they have, as a government, have implemented policies to encourage and support that, including charging stations and a lot of
infrastructure.
You know, infrastructure and it can be done. You know, they've shown it can be done, and it's happening in many other countries as well, but not in North America. because primarily of Trump. Mm-hmm. And the problem that I see is that we should be saying that we've created an unsustainable model of industry in Canada where it's dependent on foreign corporations and foreign U.S. markets, and we need to change that. We need to be focusing industry on developing products that Canadians need. Mm-hmm. Vehicles that are produced in Canada are not for the Canadian market. We import 90% of the vehicles that Canadians buy. So why aren't we producing those in Canada? Why aren't we expanding beyond individual vehicles to manufacturing for public transit that would be of more benefit to many other Canadians? And instead, the focus seems to be on begging or pleading with Trump to please let's go back to where it was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And Carney has set up an advisory committee to help with his negotiations on the trade deal. And if you look at who's appointed to that advisory committee, there's 12 CEOs, including the CEO of the Bank of Montreal, Canadian National Railway, the CEO of ArcelorMittal Dofasco, which is based in Luxembourg, and a bunch of politicians, including three prominent conservatives. And they're going to go to Washington and ask Trump to take away the tariffs and, you know, let's go back to the way things were before. I suspect that that's not a winning strategy.
Yeah. That's what Bob White used to call dreaming in technicolor.
Yes.
You do miss Bob White.
And if that fails, then what is the alternative? They're not articulating an alternative which would be based on building industry in Canada, empowering workers in Canada, public ownership, which the new leader of the NDP, Avi Lewis, is calling for very clearly. That would be a real direction forward.
That is, at least politically, intellectually, that is a breakthrough. We have a federal leader who's calling for public ownership.
Yes.
And, of course, there's a leader in New York City who seems to be a kindred spirit, and people of New York City chose him and seemed quite happy with him. So maybe there's just a little thread of a dawn there.
I think those are very encouraging signs. During the campaign for NDP leadership, there was one video I watched of Avi Lewis standing in front of the plant that General Motors has closed in Ingersoll, the Cammy plant, talking to the local union president there about a different approach to seeing that plant could get back in operation, that the 1,200 workers there could be building something. And he said that the key to that would be public ownership, because then it wouldn't be dependent on decisions made in another country.
And the local president agreed with him.
He did.
Now we're getting somewhere. Well, Tony Leo, thank you very much. Of course, we're going to be coming back with you regularly, because this is the heart of our economy is labor, and whether it and what it is it fully engaged with producing things that are valuable to Canadians and are not make us less dependent or not dependent at all on our big friend in Washington. We really appreciate it, Tony. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay, bye-bye. This is Taylor Report, CIUT. By the way, thank you, Tony Leah, for a contribution, for a donation, putting blood in our veins. Donate, Taylor Report, CIUT.FM. Phone us up at 416-946-7800. Love to hear from you. Toll free, 1-888-204-8976. And our goal is 100,000 plus. And this is Roots Radio, and the we are community dependent. The community loves us back. We have a lot of great music and wonderful programs, alternative radio, of course, Democracy Now. You know, the most when you have shows like Democracy Now, the value, and I hope the Taylor Report fills in that, fits in there as well, is that we're the hegemony of mainstream outlets causes the agenda in our brains as to what is important, what's going on. They set that, and the way to correct it is programs such as those that come from Roots Radio, from Community Radio, and say Democracy Now, Taylor Report, The Radical Reverend. It's we talk from another point of view so that people picking up the news and words, thoughts, don't just fall in step with whatever mainstream tells us we have to do. And by the way, look at mainstream. They're wiping you guys out. Stephen Colbert is gone. There's other major shows where unflattering things were said about the great leader, and you can't be unflattering towards a great leader. And so, and the man from Mar-a-Lago, I think he's a human, ordinary human. He seemed very, he's a recognizable human, not one you'd think anybody would vote for, but they're really the tightening grip. Look at the CBS story, which is turned out to be a political massacre. People taking over there, they're going to try to jam stuff down our throats. Thank goodness we have Roots Radio. Thank goodness we have Community Radio. Thank goodness we have these programs where people speak back. They used to call it truth to power, which is kind of a tired old expression, but it's not a bad one. Greg and Yarka, hey, thank you very much. Hope you guys are doing okay. We always appreciate hearing and knowing that you're that part of the team, as it were. And Joseph Butt, thank you very much for the donation. And David Rice and Philip Conlon. Hey, I just mentioned Philip Conlon. Classical Underground, by the way. How about that for mutual support? You know the proverb, one hand washes the other, both hands wash the face. That's what we do here. We mutually support each other. We're really proud to be part of a CIUT community radio, and the programmers appreciate the efficiency and the remarkable work that's been done to make this a stable, strong voice, and all the programmers. Bill and Jesse King show, for example, just really remarkable stuff. This is CIUT, the Taylor Report, and please donate at CIUT.fm. Do mention, if you would, the Taylor Report. And you can call us 416-946-7800 or toll free 1-888-204-8976. Gold's $100,000, $200 gets you two T-shirts, and $125 gets you one. And that's, by the way, this is a great artist, Al Runt, really kind of a legend in Toronto, muralist, and so we're so lucky to have that he's made that work available for our listeners. Andrea Voss, hey, thank you. And Aaron Ma, there's a familiar name, and we really appreciate the wonderful listeners and people who back us. And Hazal Razi, again, thank you very, very much for supporting the station, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'll tell you, get an idea here of recent people that we've had on the show. I mentioned, of course, that we're backing the flotilla, the global Samud effort. They're not going to quit, by the way. They get bigger and stronger. Now, we have this issue going on in the Strait of Hormuz. We were able to turn to Zafar Benkash, who, you know, at one point, mass media used to talk to Zafar, but you see, he turned out to be too honest for them, too clear, and they didn't want that. They're looking for somebody that they could kind of polish and change and shift and, you know, somebody who would play along. Zafar is a very truthful person, and he's very knowledgeable. We're so fortunate we have him as a guest. And Judy Reaver, who's written a wonderful book, Rwanda's 30-Year Assault on Congo. And her, we had Judy as a guest, and if you want to know, I mean, this business of murder for minerals, how it works, she gives you an anatomy of how it works and how blood-curdling it is to see famous names carrying out terrible deeds and putting a smiley face on what they do to people. I'll just say in connection to that, Luis Arbour has been named the governor general, and some would say, well, isn't that, you know, what to make of that? Well, what we would say is she's being rewarded. And the Taylor Report did interview her number one investigator at one point, Michael Hourigan from Australia, who worked with the former FBI retired man. His name was, I think, Lyons. They were asked to investigate as part of the story of the Rwanda genocide, as it's called, who shot down the plane carrying two African presidents, President Habyarimana and the president of Burundi, both Hutu, who were murdered in one stroke along with the head of the Rwandan army on April 6, 1994. It was a crime that obviously, as everybody at the court agreed, and I used to work there, it was the trigger for the horrible events that followed. So Mr. Hourigan and Lyons, and Amadou Dem actually, had investigated who shot down the plane. Well, they came back with a preliminary, including witnesses and names and other forensics, saying it was the RPF, Paul Kagame's group that did it, so as to create a crisis and initiate a war. Luis Arbour, according to the testimony of Michael Hourigan, did it on this show. You can read Judy Reaver's article in Dimension, where she cites it. But Michael Hourigan said he was called, he was told to bring everything he had on that investigation to the headquarters of Luis Arbour. And he did. And she said, is this all the material? And he said, yes, it is. And she said, well, I'm keeping this, and you will stop that investigation. We're no longer interested. And after that, he was no longer welcome either. And so there are rewards for that kind of work. She was very close to Louis, Madeleine Albright, who liked bombing people in the name of human rights. You say, I'm in favor of human rights, and then bomb people. And that's what happened. So we were proud that we talked about that. Hey, Bill Heffernan, thank you. That's a familiar name, great fellow, and we are so pleased. Thank you. Hey, call us at 416-946-7800 in the remaining time we have, and donate. And go to ciot.fm. That's the best because you get it all done right there. And just please mention the Taylor Report. It's your radio station, and it is Roots Radio. And we ain't kidding. We actually deliver. Isn't that fun? To actually be, when you say something and it turns out to be true, it's so rare. But it happens all the time on CIUT, and we like to think the Taylor Report. You know, we had Ray Robertson, Canadian novelist, and what a treat that was. He wrote a book, the right to be wrong. And, you know, that's it. You want to hear about freedom of speech? If that's crucial. And Ray is a very smart fellow and entertaining. He because he has a realistic grasp on how things work in the world, he laughs. You know, some people, they see the truth and it makes them unhappy, or the reality. Ray Robinson can look it in the eye and laugh out loud, but he doesn't like people pulling his leg. He doesn't like being kidded, and he likes to fight back. And it's a wonderful book, Cormorant Press, by the way. The Right to Be Wrong, Ray Robinson, and that was a real treat. And we have another, I want to mention Atif Kubursi, who's a brilliant scholar, McMaster Emeritus Professor. And we've had, again, Atif always points out to us, because he appreciates Roots Radio and Community Radio. He says, you know, I'm talking to you, and CBC used to call me a lot, and they wanted to know what I thought about this and what I thought about that. They don't call anymore. So the Taylor Report and CIUT, they do call up, and we are the beneficiaries, and listeners are the beneficiaries of an actual authority who can tell you what happened in Syria, what is happening now in Lebanon. So these, you get that on the Taylor Report. So according to the watch that Pedro is pointing at, we're almost closing time for the Taylor Report at CIUT.fm. Donate, and please mention the Taylor Report. Call us at 416-946-7800. And it turns out that Pedro is right. It is time to go. 33-45-78 is coming up. Donate. Donate. CIT.fm. Mention the Taylor Report. See you next week.